This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, filling in for Terry Gross. When the Broadway musical Avenue Q opened in 2004, it won three Tony Awards: Best Musical, Best Original Score, and Best Book of a Musical. A Road Company version of the show opened, then closed in Las Vegas, but it's still running at the Golden Theater in New York. Our guests, Robert Lopez and Jeff Marks, wrote the songs and came up with the show's original concept. Their idea was to write a musical that took the kind of music and puppets they grew up with while watching Sesame Street and imagine what it would be like if those puppets sang songs giving advice to mixed-up young adults about being single, finding a job, coming out, and other rites of passage. The cast includes actors and puppets. Now, Avenue Q is a book. Dressed like some of the monster puppets of the show, the furry orange cover opens to a collection of interviews with the cast and characters, connect the dots, and puzzles. From the Avenue Q cast recording, here's a song about political correctness. It's called Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, and it's sung by a group of white, African-American, and Asian actors, along with several puppets.
Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster, and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Well, I'm sorry, I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No,
huh?
No! Oh, not at all. Oh, I'm sorry, I guess that was a little racist.
I should say so. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist. Sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race. Now, not big.
Terry spoke with songwriters Robert Lopez and Jeff Marks in 2004. She asked if there were landmines they had to be careful to avoid in writing this song.
We usually write in public. We write on the streets of New York City and in cafes, and we have a very collaborative process where each of us is writing lyrics and throwing lines and bouncing ideas off one another. And we were on a bus, I remember, writing this song, and all of a sudden I realized that everyone was sort of looking at us. And
we were singing the Christmas Eve part about the Jews have our money and the whites have. Yeah, I mean, it's okay for an Asian woman to be singing it because, you know, she, has permission to do that, but we don't really.
And we whenever we write the songs, we would speak in the character voices. So we would sort
Monsters
of do a mock Japanese accent for Christmas Eve. We'd do a Gary Coleman accent, whatever
it was. It was really offensive.
It was pretty offensive. So we had our share of horrified onlookers.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the very premise of Avenue Q?
I guess to just put it all in a nutshell, Avenue Q is a fictional place. It's a community way outside. It's in New York City, but it's way out in the boroughs. Far away from Midtown Manhattan. It's the only place where college graduates can afford to live with their BAs in English and their entry-level jobs and their crappy lives. And it's a place where some of these inhabitants are puppets. And they all get along together in this building on Avenue Q. So
very much like an adult version of a children's show you may remember. Except these are all college graduates, and a lot of them are unemployed and looking for their purpose in life and trying to make
find
ends
their way
meet
in the world. Yeah,
Dealing with breakups and relationships.
So how do you use the puppets interacting with the actors on stage?
Well, the puppeteers are they walk around on stage in full view. They're dressed in black and gray. And they hold the puppets in front of them and they walk around carrying them. And the puppets have no – they're cut off at the waist. They have no lower – like no nothing below – no legs. and they talk – the puppets talk to each other. The puppeteers really don't acknowledge each other.
No.
They do their acting through the puppets. And there's some human characters too. There's Brian, there's Christmas Eve, and there's Gary Coleman. And those human characters interact with the puppets. Nobody interacts with the puppeteers. They're just there to, you know, breathe life into the puppets.
Yeah, the puppets are the characters. And the style of puppetry and the style of puppets is very much in the children's television Jim Henson kind of vein. And what we're able to see on the stage of Avenue Q is the style of puppetry. You're able to see the puppeteers do their work.
Now, with Sesame Street, the equivalent of Broadway musicals for you when you were growing up was Jeff Moss, who wrote a lot of the songs. Your Cole Porter was Miss Piggy, your Ethel Merman.
Yes.
In a way, yes. Yeah. Well, we definitely looked at the songs of Jeff Moss and Joe Raposo and held them up as models.
Williams.
Paul Williams. They did amazing work back then, and we were all watching it and taking it in. And I think it probably was our first exposure as kids to characters breaking into song, which is part of the reason why we chose to work with puppets in the first place in our adult lives. We wanted to we realized that musical theater has become something of a cliche to our generation. Not that we agree with that.
And let's face it. I mean, you don't really see people our age too much listening to Oklahoma and Funny Girl.
Right. But
it's just, you know, it's a bygone era for the most
part. We realized that when a puppet breaks into song, there's not a bone in your body that says, oh, right, that puppet would never break into song. Because you're already trusting that it's alive. You already believe that it's alive.
But did you initially intend to write these songs for a kid's musical? I mean, this is an adult musical. But when you started writing songs with the idea that puppets would be singing them, were you thinking it was going to be for kids?
Never.
No. We wanted to write a musical about ourselves and our friends and the idea that people our age were coming out of college. I was coming out of grad school. We were both living in apartments owned by I was living in an apartment owned by my parents. Bobby was living with his parents. So was everybody else we knew. And the people who were out living on their own, you know, were out in Queens and Brooklyn where you wouldn't really even want to visit. After college, when you are even through college, you're led to believe that you can go out and set the world on fire. But you find out quickly that
it's a lot more complicated than that.
Well, this reminds me of a song. Let's hear another song from the cast recording of Avenue Q. And this is a song you both wrote called It Sucks to Be Me, in which everybody is thinking that their life is even worse than the next person's life. And they're almost competing for whose life is more depressing.
That's the opening number. Right after Princeton sings What Do You Do with a B.A. in English, everybody comes out and sings this.
So this is It Sucks to Be Me from the cast recording of Avenue Q.
When I was little, I thought I would be
what?
A big comedian on late night TV.
Oh.
But now I'm 32, and as you can see, I'm not.
Nope.
Oh, well. It sucks to be me.
No.
It sucks to be me.
No.
It sucks to be broke and unemployed and turning 33. It sucks to be me.
You think your life sucks?
I think so.
Your problems aren't so bad. I'm kind of pretty. I'm pretty damn smart.
You are.
Thanks. I like romantic things like music and art. And as you know, I have a gigantic heart. Boyfriend, it sucks to be me.
Me too.
It sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me. It sucks to be Brian
and Kate.
To not have a job.
To not have a date.
It sucks to be me.
You're not my mother, Rod.
Hey, Rod, Nikki, can you settle something for us? Do you have a second?
Certainly.
Whose life sucks more, Brian's or mine?
Ours. We live together.
We're close as people can get.
That's music from a cast recording of Avenue Q. My guests Robert Lopez and Jeff Marks wrote the songs for the show. Well, let me ask you, what was the most depressing aspects of your lives when you got out of college and were trying to make that transition into figuring out what you were going to do next, figuring out what your adult lives were going to be like. Bobby, let's start with you.
Well, when I was in college, I knew I wanted to write for the musical theater, and I don't think I knew exactly how stupid a dream that was because so few people get to do it and have a living at it. But I didn't give myself a plan B. I didn't give myself another career path that I might have in mind. I just decided I would move to New York and do it, and I ended up moving back in with my parents. So I was living in New York, and I realized, well, nothing is going to be happening for me. I'm not going to have a Broadway musical for a while now. And I was temping, and I was living with my parents, and that's being on the bottom of a very, very tall totem pole. You realize that, you know, suddenly you're in the middle of this hierarchy. College is a very equal, you know, egalitarian society where everyone goes to the school. Doesn't matter how much money you make. Doesn't matter, you know, who you are. Everyone's a student. But when you get out of college, you realize, oh, it's all about money. It's all about success and who you are. You know, if you live with your parents and you want to be a Broadway composer, tough luck. So that was that. I realized, oh well, I've got a very long, difficult journey ahead of me. And it's sort of funny when you take a long view of it. And I think a lot of that humor was part of you know, the humor we were able to find in Avenue Q.
I think this is Jeff. When you come out of school, and in fact, the better the school, Bobby went to Yale, the better the school, the worse you feel it. You feel like you just have this vague notion that you're talented and you're smart and you're going to do something with your life that's important or respectable. And when you get out of college, there just are not all these opportunities banging down your door, like I suppose when you're a college kid, you dream that there will be. And the truth is, you know, that with time, what you're thrust out into the world and you figure out how to make your own life.
Jeff Marx and Robert Lopez speaking to Terry Gross in 2004. We'll talk more about their musical Avenue Q after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to Terry's 2004 interview with Avenue Q songwriters Robert Lopez and Jeff Marx.
Now, you met each other at a BMI workshop. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it's called the BMI Lehman Engel Musical Theater Workshop. It's a great program for aspiring musical theater writers. We'd only been working together for about a year, and we had written a project. Although, you know, I had been writing songs my whole life since I was 11 years old. I'd been wanting to write for the musical theater.
I didn't. I was brand new at it. I didn't really write until I met Bobby in the workshop.
But our very first project together was something called Kermit, Prince of Denmark. The assignment was to write an adaptation, a full musical. And in this version of Hamlet, of course, everyone lives at the end. And it's a funny case of mistaken identity. Kermit the Frog is on his way, in the beginning, is in an airport on his way to meet his buddies, the other Muppets, in Denver, Colorado. And he gets on the wrong plane and ends up in Denmark. Get it?
Got it.
So we wrote a whole bunch of songs for that, just one after the other. They came real easy. The class was laughing their butts off. We were having a great time. We won a huge award for it, a huge cash award for it, which helped us not have to temp so much and actually write more. So we went, hey, maybe there's something to this. We started getting jobs writing stuff for the Disney Channel for a touring children's theater company called TheaterWorks USA. When those jobs really were supporting us, we said, all right, let's, you know, write something for real, for adults, for people like us. And the idea came to us for Avenue Q.
So is there a verse that you can sing from Kermit, Prince of Frog of Denmark, or Prince of Denmark, which was it called?
Kermit, Prince of Denmark.
Kermit, Prince of Denmark. We could sing it, or we could even get you the demo if you want.
No, sing it.
I've packed my sweaters, my shoes, and my slacks. Turned off the email, the phone, and the fax. I'm on vacation, it's time to relax in Denver. La la la, I'm going skiing and taking it slow. I find it freeing to go with the flow. With all my being, I'm ready to go to Denver.
And he gets on the wrong plane going to Denmark. Mayhem ensues, every great Muppet movie should.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned that you had never written songs until you met Bobby at this workshop. So now my understanding is that you both write the music and the lyrics together. Jeff, did you have a music background?
Yeah, I had always played piano by ear. I still don't read music, which is why Bobby usually plays the piano. But I played for myself, and I read the chords, and I played at cocktail bars and stuff like that. But I had never written anything, and I had always sung, and I was a musical theater performance major in college. But I found that I didn't enjoy acting. And I didn't feel that I wanted to go make a career out of it, so I went into law school. And I went through law school, and in law school, they have a parody review every year called the Law Review.
A UE review.
Exactly, the UE review. And I ended up writing some songs for that. It was my first time writing anything, and I found that I was actually good at it. And I took some of the lyrics, and I applied to the BMI workshop, hoping that I could get into this community where I would meet young, talented people and find clients. And instead of finding clients, I found a collaborator and stopped practicing law. And Bobby and I have been making a living writing musicals.
Well, I want to play another song from your musical, Avenue Q. And this again, is an adult take on the kind of song you used to hear on Sesame Street. It's called If You Were Gay. Would you set it up for us? Tell us what's happening in the story when this song is sung.
Well, this is our introduction to two of the major characters, but not the main characters. They're two roommates, Nikki and Rod. Nikki is a lovable freeloader. He's sort of rotund and cute and pudgy.
Jolly.
Jolly. And Rod is an uptight investment banker who you'll find in the song is in the closet.
He's also a Republican.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's hear it. This is If You Were Gay from the cast recording of Avenue Q.
Why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay, but just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey, I'd like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read.
If you were queer,
Nikki,
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this
year
book.
Year after year,
Nikki,
because you're dear to me. And I know that you would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today.
Hey, guess what? I'm gay.
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm in shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Nikki, that is wrong.
No, it's not. If you were gay, I'd shout, hooray!
I am not listening.
And here I'd stay.
La, 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 la.
But I wouldn't get in your way. You can count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way. And as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
Well, I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for talking with us. And good luck to you.
Thank you a lot.
You've listened to the cast recording of Avenue Q and our guests, Robert Lopez and Jeff Marks, who wrote the songs for the show. There's now an Avenue Q book. I'm David Bianculli, and this is Fresh Air.